Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. Yeah, it's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Ollie. Squiggly bracket, say hi.
Hi.
And this week, we're going to talk about life on the waves, dude.
I'm so fucking sleepy, I didn't even... Okay, oh, the connection's gonna make sense in, like, I don't know, like, 10 minutes? I know, like,
like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes tops, dude, if you get sidetracked.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, the only news I have is this hot sauce. We're really scraping the barrel trying to find something to talk about. I found something.
Anything Mountain Dew related, man.
Yeah. Okay. So they started making a Mountain Dew hot sauce, and like I think it's a guy called Joel Embiids. I'm probably like destroying his name, but like, I didn't even know like there was that much diversity in like the Mountain Dew brand. I just thought it was fucking Code Red, and that's all I know. Finally, it's like this Christmas like Mountain Dew, this like fucking hot sauce that's out that has like yellow number 5 like 3 times on the label.
What is in the Christmas Mountain Dew?
Let me just open that up.
Like, what could possibly be in there? Mint? Like,
apparently it's a merry mashup. It says it's like Christmas in a can. It just looks like regular Mountain Dew. it looks like Code Red.
Oh my god.
Like, oh, I think it's cranberry in it.
Oh, okay.
That's getting Christmassy, oh. I guess.
Yeah, do you remember? Fucking want spray cranberry?
Wait, what?
What? You didn't see this ads where it was like LeBron would just show up and be like, hey, yo, we show you want spray cranberry? And like,
what?
He would just crack open a can of spray cranberry. People were like, yeah. Of course, I love Sprite Cranberry. Thanks, LeBron.
I didn't know. Is Sprite Cranberry, like, a thing?
Yeah.
What?
It's real.
How long has it been around for?
A couple years, I'm pretty sure.
God, I must be living in, like, a fucking cave. Is this, like, what the kids are drinking now?
I think it was, like, also a Christmas-themed drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Cranberries, I guess, are pretty Christmassy for some reason.
Yeah, because you get, like, the cranberry sauce, you fucking slather that on, like, your turkey and stuff. I guess it's, like, Thanksgiving-y as well.
At least they didn't choose, like, fucking Brussels sprouts or something else.
I know, I see, like, chocolate-shaped in Brussels sprouts.
Chocolate-shaped Brussels sprouts?
Like, I don't know, it's, like, Christmas-themed chocolate, but it's, like, shaped like Brussels sprouts. Like, I don't know, like, why would you want to do that? But actually, I see the exact same chocolate, like, branded to look like eyeballs for Halloween. So I think they're just, like, trying to think of anything that's, like, spherical. Like,
what's vaguely sphere-shaped? Yeah, let's sell it as that.
But wouldn't they go fucking, like, Christmas ornaments or something before Brussels sprouts? Like,
oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
There's so many better fucking, like, globes out there.
Cheesy footballs and the kind of globe. Like they could have said, like, a football or... a pool ball or any kind of ball.
I know, when the football tournament or whatever it's called. when they play the football professionally, there must be like some sort of like football branding for these chocolates. Like, you could tell I've never seen a sport once in my life.
Yeah, the chocolates are just in the shape of fucking American footballs or something? Like, is that what you mean?
Or like soccer balls or like, oh. I don't know, it's...
make a piece of chocolate in the shape of an American eagle or something.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Like they have in Christmas in the UK, like they have the Santas, and it's wrapped in foil, but then it's like an eagle wrapped in tin foil.
Fuck, that candy never looks like what it's supposed to look like. Every year, I get so hopeful. Like, I see, like, the pumpkin-shaped Reese's, and you open it, and it's just like a fucking slab. Like, it doesn't even look like it's so... And it's more expensive than, like, the regular Reese's. I guess they gotta pay a premium for that extra peanut butter.
Yeah, man. It's just you're just paying for the spookier Reese's Pieces, man.
I know, but I want it to look like a fucking... pumpkin. Fuck, I crave the pumpkin.
That is just, well, just once you just get a regular Reese's Pieces, dude, and then like get a cookie cutter and just cut it out of a fucking slab of Reese's Pieces.
Is the structural integrity of Reese's Pieces that good? I feel like it would just like completely like
yeah, fuck break it. Up. Just do it when it's cold or something. It'll be fine.
Okay, we'll leave that till a different podcast where we could probably like rate candy. Fuck, that's like
oh, I'm already fucking hungry, man. As soon as you said candy, dude.
I'm feeling so. I need some high energy news.
High energy news. The hot sauce wasn't high energy enough.
Like, it wasn't even good branding hot sauce. But you see someone like that look like their mind's exploding, or like it'd be like Butthole Reaper.
Butthole Reaper. Yeah.
Hot sauce always goes back to the butthole. I don't know why. It's just like.
It's always going to be, you know, like, hot sauces are always saying, like, it's the second coming of Christ, you're fucking kiss your ass goodbye, write your will, and, like, shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you gotta, like, yeah, it's like the visual form of, like, a guitar solo. Like, I don't know, it's just, like, an, yeah. It's so extreme, like, want to just chug some hot sauce and do, like, some fucking esports or something.
Hey, bro, want to do a line and do a line? Do a line of hot sauce and then do a line of fucking Cheeto dust, dude. That's it. You're fucking ready to game.
Yeah, I want like the I want Monster to have their own take on hot sauce.
Caffeinated hot sauce.
You know that can be so fucking big.
Like, oh
you could,
my
like,
god!
Dunk your whole fucking like while you're holding the wing, you could dunk your entire hand into that fucking vat of hot sauce. That's what I want.
Oh my god. What are they going to call it? Fucking Big Man Can or some shit, right? Like,
isn't it already in the big boy can? It's like Monster's already in the big boy can.
BFG, right? For big fucking can? The BFG can, bro. Oh,
fuck.
Bro, remember the BFG from Doom 1995, 1996, dude? It's like that, but it's an energy drink, bro. Oh,
bro.
The BFG, bro. I only drink BFGs, okay? I don't fuck with that 500 milliliters. No
way. I think that would get, like, banned, like, Four Loko. Like, you're not supposed to sell, like, that much energy drink in fucking one can.
Dude, I had Four Loko. You ever had it?
Like, I never had it.
It's not fucking great. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, but it wasn't for the taste. It was, like, it made people go crazy. Like, their eyes rolled back into their heads.
I guess we used to make our own fucking bootleg Four Loko, right? With tequila and just energy drinks. But, like, I don't think Four Loko itself was the reason why, like, you know, several teens have fucking gotten into trouble.
Yeah, think, like, you could get the same experience probably doing, like, Jaeger bombs or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, should we podcast?
Yeah, sure. I'm ready.
How long? Yeah, fuck, it was exactly 10 minutes. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Probably since we started recording, but like, okay. I really have an appreciation for numbers stations, which I feel like this is such like a small niche that I don't know if half the people listening probably know what a number station is.
Well, maybe they can fucking guess, but like, it's the name doesn't really give too much away, does it?
Yeah, but it's always like that's I don't know, there's some like mystery or like intrigue with number stations. A number station is usually like a shortwave radio station, and it's usually like characterized by like it's just like a automated voice saying like numbers, which would be like a code. So like spies and stuff would listen to number stations to get like a specific code to decode it. But you'd have to like print out. The person sending the message and the person receiving the message would both have, like, single-use decoding sheets, and then they'd burn it after they'd use it, so, like, only they can use the message. So, apparently, because it's all single-use, it's supposed to be, like, really difficult to decode. And, like, there's usually, like, a random bit of music at the beginning, so, like, the person to know to tune into the right station. So that's why you get, like, all these, like, creepy, like, lullaby stuff or, like, random, like, music box music before. I saw one that's just, like, it's like, 5 minutes of yodeling before the numbers start.
What the fuck? Yeah. What is that, a Swiss number station?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, like, they say, I think it's German, because, like, after the yodeling, it's, like, Achtung, Achtung.
The Germans love number stations, man.
Different countries use different languages in their number stations, so you get confused where the number station is, like, from, apparently. There's all those, like, weird mix-ups that, apparently, like, that you still get number stations. Apparently, like, people, like, the one I was looking at is called Yosemite Sam. And it's a number station from, like, people found it in 2004. And apparently it had, like, Yosemite Sam, like, the from, like, Warner Brothers, just, like, say random catchphrases before the number burst. You get some real weird shit. I think I just wanted to make a podcast about it just so I could, like... It's probably an excuse just to get a short, like, a giant shortwave radio. So I could sit around all day being like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking find some weird shit.
Here's what I'm gonna broadcast today.
Yeah, you're not gonna it'd be like, I think half the things that probably pick up on it is probably like 911 calls.
911 call?
Like, I don't know, that or like truckers.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, here's Big Betty Sally coming in up your rear. Please honk 4 times in a row if you agree over. And then, you know, the fucking, what are some other trucker names?
I think if anyone knew anything about number stations, it's probably truckers. They probably, like, pick up on that shit, like, all the time, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet truckers could be sleepers, dude. They're fucking always listening to number stations or, like, static or whatever the fuck they do during 9-hour drives.
I don't think truckers sleep. Then they just take, like, Adderall and just, like, truck for, like, 48 hours on a row.
Yeah, they just fucking, they pump some E, dude. They fucking take some speed and just drive for days.
Like, I think most of what truckers drink is just 5-hour energy. They just fucking chuck that stuff. That's who you'd fucking, like, sell that fucking BFG can to. It'd be truckers.
Oh my god. Yeah, well, they need it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a hard life. You can't, like, truck for fucking, like, 80 hours, no rest without, like, you know.
Yeah, dude, truckers have it real rough. I know a couple of truckers, like... And, like, then they don't want to do it. Like, it's fucking tough. It's a tough job.
Yeah. The only thing I know about trucking is Euro Truck Simulator.
Oh, yes, the Euro Truck. Is that realistic, do you think? Even though it is a simulator game, is that actually realistic?
Maybe. Maybe if, like, you spend, like, your entire day, like, you lock yourself in a room and played it.
Oh my god. Build your own cockpit or something.
It's so fucking difficult, like, backing up on using, like, an 18-wheeler, like, fuck it, like...
Yeah, because it's backwards, right?
Yeah.
Anything that, like, the articulating, like, trailers and shit, it's difficult to steer.
So, like, I don't know what my idea for number station is. I think it'd be, like, create our own, like, artisan number station. Like, I don't know, like, that music must be...
That's a good idea. That's actually a good idea. Like, DIY number station.
Yeah, the music must be, like, really out of date. Maybe you could put, like, the Ghostbusters or something before the number. Like, you need to fucking mix it up.
Oh, yeah. Then just have, you know, fucking bust to make me feel good. 7-7-8, Delta, Papa, November, Juliet.
I feel like what these, like, countries need to invest in for their spies is, like, you need to, like, hire, like, a professional remix artist to fucking do these number stations. That's what they fucking need. That's where those tax dollars have to go.
The fuck? Get a guy with a talk box, you mean? Just fucking grooving out in the corner, writing,
Yeah, you need to get fucking Little John in there reading out those numbers.
Oh.
Yeah, so, Matt, can I get some numbers? Like, maybe we could create our own number station just right now, like...
Okay. So, when you're making a number station, like, what are you, like, looking for primarily? Do you want it to be, like, really inorganic and or something like that, or...?
Yeah, I think so. It's usually, like, really automated. Like, it's probably be, like, Microsoft Sam saying the numbers...
Oh, we can, like, get Al. We can Al to do the numbers.
You need, like, I don't know, you need, like, the ambience, I guess. Because, like, you want it to be, like, I don't know, most of them are kind of... It's either, like, you're grooving to that fucking music they're playing just before, or it's just real creepy. Like, fuck, the yodeling one was really good. Like, I was listening to that just before.
Yeah, I think yodeling is a good one. Like, what if you did it with something that was, like, coded into, like... house music or something that's really repetitive.
Oh, that's good. Like, you can make it like Morse code or something.
Some German guy just says fucking numbers. Delta. Whatever the fuck. It could sound like part of the song or whatever, you know?
Yeah, the one thing I know for certain about Europe is that they love house music. I know, get those, like, that good techno going on. And, like,
some fucking hard bass, dude.
Yeah.
Hard bass.
Because, like, my other idea was, like, it wasn't just number stations. It was just, like, seeing what we could actually pick up on shortwave radio and then, like, review it. Like, you know, you get those YouTube channels that, like, review, like, unknown VHS copies. Like, we could just, like, find some, like, weird frequencies and then review that.
I actually like this idea a lot, dude. That's fucking, that's really funny. Like, hey guys, today I'm reviewing the frequencies. Hey guys, today I'm reviewing the frequency 94.5 FM between the hours of like 2 and 4. I go to say, man, it was a real bummer. I didn't fucking pick up anything. maybe I'll try again next week or something.
Yeah, like, it'd be pretty comfy. Actually, I don't know. You'd probably only do it for like 2 hours. Maybe you could just like leave it on the background and see what you pick up. I found like a website. I think it's called TuneIn. I was just trying to find like random radio channels. Like, I found like Nebraska football. I found like some random radio station in the middle of Australia called like, I think it was like 99.67 FM Sounds of Sutherland Shire. Fuck, like the music was good. Like, it was just J-pop. Like, I don't know what they're doing over there, but it's working
in the middle of Australia.
I know, I'm into it. Like, it's tough times on a radio. You gotta just fucking go with the flow.
Do you ever listen to like college radio sometimes?
Wait, I don't think I ever listened to college radio.
Oh fuck, dude, one because I used to work really early, right? I would wake up at like 3 a.m. to go to work. Like, it'd be out of the door at 4. And, like, sometimes I would put on, like, the college radio, and you would hear, like, the nighttime, like, the funniest shit. Like, one night, it was like, okay, guys, today's jazz night. We're going to play Tank from what was that? What's the show from Tank?
Cowboy Bebop?
Yeah, from Cowboy Bebop. And I was like, oh, yeah, fucking sick, dude. And it starts, it goes like, and then it stopped. And then and he's like, sorry guys, I actually this never happened. I actually deleted the track. And I was like, what the fuck is this fucking happening, man? He's like, oh, I'm sorry guys. Let me just find another song to put on here. That never happens. Okay. Here's Gyanopede 4 or some shit. I don't know. Holy fuck. It was so fucking funny to me, man. I don't know why. I always remember that fucking guy just deleting the track on air.
That's so like he just I wonder if, like, he's ever, like, destroyed... Like, he spilt coffee on his console, like, as soon as it starts.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wonder how many people were listening, too, because it was, like, 4 a.m. It was fucking...
But that was, like, that's prime radio. Like, I think most of the time I've heard, like, good music and stuff on the radio, it's, like, at 4 a.m. where they just play, like, random shit, and you're like, damn, I'm kind of jamming out to this.
Oh, wow, yeah. I don't know, I haven't really been listening to the radio, like, too often recently.
Yeah, I think it's because we have, like, Spotify and stuff now, so, like there's not really, like, this is gonna be, like, the radio revival. Even though, like, only, like, 5 people are gonna listen to this podcast, you know, like, I can push some way over to our, like, our kindred brothers, you know, on the radio. Those disc jockeys, fucking just trying to, like, make a living out there.
I don't know. This jockey sounds too dirty to me. I don't know why.
No, what do you mean?
Like, what are you riding? You're riding those discs, dude. Ooh.
No, they're riding the airwaves, dude.
Oh, yeah. The waves. Oh, I forgot. The waves. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I
really like this.
I'm going to be honest. I'm out.
What?
Okay, why, no more dude? Ideas.
Oh. I thought you were saying you're fucking out with this idea. You don't like this idea. I like this idea, man.
Oh, no. I fucking love this idea. Like,
oh, my God. Add that to the fucking, the dumpster tour. What was it? The fucking gas station tour of America, man. We can...
Yeah, you can do both.
Do a radio station tour.
Yeah, like, while you're driving to the gas stations, you can, like, listen to your random AM radio.
Yes, dude. Holy fuck. Not a single fucking moment wasted on the road. That'd be great. I would watch that.
Yeah, like that. That's I'm into it.
Because at 4 a.m. right? We were just talking about like how 4 a.m. is kind of like when all the cool shit happens. Like probably when the number stations are dropping their newest hits.
I think it's kind of like even like TV now. Like normally people probably watch TV. I can't remember the last time I watched just like regular cable TV. But, like, I guess you could branch out to that, just, like, random channels you find on, like, the free channels you get.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can only enjoy, like, TV if it's, like, scrambled and fucking at, like, 3 a.m. Because I remember, like, I think it was at like 4 or 5 a.m. Like, that's when they put all like the weird like Christian broadcasting stuff on, like on cable TV. And you get like the weird like evangelical preachers and like reruns of Cops.
on TV.
Yeah, like that, and I guess reruns of Ghost Adventures. Like, it's a vibe.
Oh my god.
Trying to find like weird stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why fucking all the evangelicals are, well, either they have their own TV show or their own TV channel, or it's like 2 a.m. bootleg evangelicals or some shit.
Yeah, and I think it's always the same guy. Like, I think the, like, I don't know, maybe we could add like a late night late night cable TV appreciation hour into this radio idea too. It's just like any kind of like old media, I guess you could do.
Yeah, like a just an old retro broadcasting format or something, you know?
Yeah,
because it all kind of fits into that niche.
Yeah, I want to find like pirate radio channels. Like, I swear they must still be there out there somewhere. There's like a Twitch channel I used to listen to with like they just they played like their iTunes playlist and just trying to like show new music to people.
Did that work? Like, are they still running or do they get like banned?
No, I think they're still running. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about it. Maybe it's just like the it was just they used to like post on Twitter and then you'd like people would go and then they'd have like a recommendations thing where people would post in their YouTube videos of what music they like and then they'd like play it on the stream, just like show people like new music and stuff. I actually got some like pretty good jams out of that. Yeah, like I think pirate radio still be out there, like people trying to do whatever they can to fucking get those mixtapes out.
Oh, you think pirate radio is just only for people who like they literally can't get anybody to listen to their music, so they just broadcast it all over the world?
No, this is not like a SoundCloud situation. Like, if like you get your fucking your hot fucking mixtape out there, fucking it's fire tracks. Actually, I don't know. They might do that. I don't know. Maybe that's how like the first pirate station started. No one was fucking published any of their songs.
Fuck these guys! I'm gonna fucking broadcast my own music, and people will fucking love it. Yeah, I could see that happening.
I think it's the equivalent of like, you know, like what's it called? I think in the Alps they have those huge ass horns. I bet that's like where it first fucking started.
Oh yeah, like
yeah, just blast out some riffs in the mountains and hope anyone hears
that with the fucking the yodeling combined, man. The yodeling from the fucking, oh god, we were just talking about yodeling.
Yeah, from the number station that had yodeling in it.
Oh yeah, the number station that had yodeling. That puts some of the horns in there. Perfect, dude.
I think that's just the number station. I think that's just you just created just like a slightly longer number station.
what about a number station where instead of like actual numbers, it reads like excerpts from like fan fictions and stuff?
Wait, mm-hmm. what do you mean? Like instead of the numbers, or like just before like the code? Like it'd be like My Immortal, but then like in the middle it'd be like 5, 5, 8,
yeah,
0.
Yeah, exactly. But you wouldn't know when it would do it. So sometimes it would just rotate through like hours and hours of fucking fan fiction text, dramatic readings. So you'd be waiting there for fucking ages if you were trying to catch one. It would be unbearable.
I mean, like, oh, we could do that with like the podcast. Should we just do like a regular podcast, but in the middle of it, we just have like the numbers? Like, we could make our own like podcast ARG.
Well, who's to say we already haven't? You know, there could be something hidden in, you know, say one or two of the episodes that already, you know, were leading to websites and hints and stuff. You never know, dude.
Yeah.
Everything's an ARG.
It might take you to, like, a gas station in the middle of Nebraska. Like, you don't know what you're going to find there. It's, like, might be just some, like, Red Bull cans and some weird snacks, but, like don't know.
A geocache of fucking empty food wrappers.
Yeah, I've never gone geocaching, but I feel like it's just like a bad time. One day someone's going geocaching and just find like a dead body or something. That's going to be a bad time.
Whenever I think of geocaching, I always think of like people in the woods like plugging in their laptop to USBs they find in trees, you know?
Oh, I thought you meant like some like someone like hollowed out a tree or something in the middle of the forest.
Yeah, I think they do it like that too, but like people do it with like they just like stick USBs to stuff, to branches and twigs in the woods, and then people plug them into their laptops. Have you seen that? No, it's like, oh, I got a dead drop here, guys. Oh, let's see what this fucking data is. And it's going to be pictures of, like, cats or fucking porn or some shit in the woods.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be, like, maybe 80-90% porn.
Kick you, my porn data hidden. Because who knows, in 50 years, I'm going to need that fucking porn.
I still have, like, floppies. I think I still have a Windows 95 on CD, so I think if I geocached, I'd probably just put it there. I think it counts as a relic. I think...
3.15 megabytes, dude. Hell yeah. Fucking half a picture. Oh, fuck. Fucking floppy. I forgot, man. Floppy disks, dude.
I mean, like, I don't want to get that. They're like relics now. I don't want to get that stuff up.
Yeah. I mean, they're basically fucking coasters. But mini disks, though, that's a different story. They're still pretty good. I'm fucking still rocking the mini disk, man.
Mini disk? I think I used to, like, oh shit, I think I actually did make playlists and, like, burn them onto mini disks.
Fuck. I only have one mini disc though, so I have to delete the playlist every time I want to change it, but...
I think, like, I had, like, 10 mini discs, but all of them had, like, different variations of the same playlist. They just had, like, one song different.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I should buy some more mini discs. I wonder, oh, do you think, like, there are some number stations that completely run off of, like, an enormous antenna and, like, a cassette tape or some shit?
Oh,
Or, like, a fucking mini disc?
Maybe. I thought you were going to say, like, maybe the new number station is, like, geocaching, or actually, like, you just, like, shove a tape cassette somewhere and it'd just be, like, random numbers. We could do that with the podcast. We could geocache the podcast. Just fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put that on a fucking mini disc and put that in the middle of nowhere.
Or, like you said, like, we'll just get cassette players that are, we'll, like, cement them into buildings or something, and people have to put cassette tapes in the, put cassette tapes in there, and then they have to record, like, what's on the cassette player?
Wait, what?
What do you think?
What?
Well, you get the cassettes, right? You get the cassette tape, like, the fucking boombox, right?
Yeah.
And when you cement it, like, you put it into, like, a building or some shit, on the sidewalk, or, like, inside a reservation or something, or at a water treatment plant, just a piece of concrete, right, with the tape player in it.
Where would the speaker be? Or, like,
there's no speaker.
Oh, fuck.
You have to bring a cassette tape to that fucking cemented in cassette tape player, right? You put it in and then you record whatever the fuck is played on it until the cassette ends, and then that's the dead drop, dude. That's the fucking geocache.
Oh, fuck. That seems cursed. I'm pretty sure someone's going to get, like, a ghost from that. That's, like, some... What? I don't know.
Haunted geocaching?
Yeah, it's something you'll probably find in, like, a creepypasta or something. Like, some creepy, like, I don't know, car radio that someone just sandwiched into some bricks. Has, like, a ghost on it. I'm pretty sure this is, like, the sequel to Ring, but it's like, a tape in a wall instead of just a VHS tape.
Yeah, I guess it would be easier just to distribute fucking just cassettes instead of doing all that stuff, but I don't know. The drama is more exciting, you know?
Yeah, you gotta, like, get the anticipation going. Like, you gotta... They really want to listen to that tape. Like, you gotta big up that fucking mixtape before you get it to people, otherwise no one's gonna listen to it.
My hidden mixtape. Oh, this is some of my best music yet. If you find it, you can listen to it. Like, you mean like that, or like...
It was, like, I spent so long fucking writing all that bad poetry and clarinet music.
50 years I worked on this cassette tape, but I've thrown it in the woods.
Do you think people still make cassette tapes and get them to people without, like, even though no one could fucking play them?
I bet people do it ironically, too. Just like, fucking, I made you this cassette.
I've seen punk bands, like, do it.
Yeah, like, they do it as promotional material, right? But
who has, like, a fucking tape player still?
I mean, it's really cheap. Like, the equipment must be so cheap to produce now.
I think we got so...
Like, it's literally just plastic.
We've gotten so fucking off-topic. We went the fucking geocaching, the fucking mini CDs, the tapes, the floppy disks. Like, we're talking about shortwave radio or fucking late-night cable. I think it's that. Like, for reviewing, like... I know, like, 856 a.m. in Nebraska, or, like, I don't know why. I think it's just because I still have Nebraska football open, so my mind just keeps going back there, but...
Yeah, it's because we're, like, what is it? Nebraska is where all of the spies are located.
Maybe, I don't know.
Where they pick up their radio signals.
Like that, or, like, just random cable. Actually, no, that's probably, it's going to be like, we'll have like 10 podcasts in a row and it's going to be cops. Or like, what's that, that TV show where they keep trying to like bust people's exes while they're cheating or something?
I don't know, what the fuck?
Yeah, like they're always like, they go to these random people and it's like, it's kind of like To Catch a Predator, but it's for like partners that think their spouse is cheating on them. So they have like the thing and they do like a stakeout and they like bust into the room with like the person and they're like, how could you do this? And then they're always like, they have like the cops come in for some reason.
What the fuck? Is this real?
I don't know. Maybe this was a fucking fever dream.
What the fuck? So they just like, they just set up cameras like fucking somebody's having a romantic date with their fucking girlfriend and their wife comes in, fucking boom, fucking cameras.
Yeah, exactly.
How could you do this to me? Babe,
like, exactly like that shit. Maybe it was private detectives, maybe it wasn't the cops, but like I oh swear this TV that's show fucking existed. I don't know what it was called, but yeah, that's
probably called like fucking Cheaters or some shit.
Oh my god, maybe I think it was called Cheaters.
Really? That's what it sounds like it would be called, man.
Okay,
on this episode of Cheaters. Oh, this guy's fucking cheating. Ugh.
Yeah, okay, Cheaters came out in 2000 and there was 16 seasons of it. It's also the investigations are headed by Cheaters Detective Agency. Holy shit.
Oh yeah, dude. Hello, Cheaters Detective Agency, we catch cheaters or your money back. What the fuck?
I can't believe you fucking slam dunk that name. Yeah, like
wow.
But seriously, like, what else would you call that TV show?
I mean, to call it anything else would be fucking, I mean, it's just cliche, man. Cheaters.
Wait, what the fuck? It says in the show that they're still making it. Apparently that there's actually 19 seasons and they're still making it this year.
There's more?
Yeah, fuck, they're still making Cheaters.
No way.
Yeah, so we could have a whole episode just on Cheaters and like, you know, it'd be pretty free flow, but it's like, you know, whatever, we're just surfing the waves, man, and seeing whatever sticks.
Whatever sticks.
Fuck, I know, yeah. I think I'm not, I don't know if I'm, I think I'm vibing less with this idea.
I think, no, what do you, I, dude, the fucking just driving into the middle of nowhere looking for number stations, like, at 4 a.m. is a great idea.
1, 1, 3, Papa, Mommy, Alpha, Cotton Eye Joe.
I feel like you'd also need one of those, like, portable, one of those, like, the portable TVs that have, like, the antenna around, you could, like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, like we probably pick up some like random local channels and stuff too.
Mm. Dude, what if it was aliens, dude? Who do the number stations? Like, what if that's their way of like trying to communicate with us because they don't know what the fuck is going on?
Then this is going to be the last episode of our podcast and we're going to get fucking
nude from space.
Yeah, can you podcast from, they're going to have some fucking high-tech audio equipment.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They probably got a microphone, I guess. They probably have a computer to make all those weird noises. Maybe that's how aliens actually talk, like fucking Bumblebee from Transformers. Like,
I think we'd probably like get so bored out there in the middle of nowhere, probably end up getting super stoned, and then like maybe 80% of this podcast would be conspiracy theories about the radio host we're listening to.
Oh, that would be pretty funny actually, because like it kind of sets the setting for like the background is always like this fucking static or some shit, and then like people you just talk shit on the podcast. Yeah. Fucking Pizzagate or something, and then whenever you do like hear a number station, then it all comes back, you know, like, oh fuck, wait, let's do this shit.
You'll probably find out that like maybe most AM radio stations are going to be number stations. Like, if you just listen to it hard enough, you're going to get that weird sequence of numbers in the middle of like Old Country Road.
The only thing I ever like heard all the time on AM stations was like the news and like sports. It was so weird, dude. I don't know what the fuck is on AM. Because you can't hear anything. It's not clear. It just has, like, a really long range, I think.
But that's, like, it's part of the aesthetic. You don't want it to be clear. You want to, you're not sure if you're, like, you're actually tuned into the right number or not.
Yeah.
it's usually between no two clue. Different stations. Like, it usually keeps on cutting in and some other music starts playing over the top of it.
It's fucked, man. AM is so fucking scuffed. Sure, I mean, during World War II, fine, but, like, It's, you know, anytime past 2000s, man, come on, just use FM.
Maybe that's what we're going to do with, like, all the podcast sponsorships. Just get, like, a fucking ball-in shortwave radio.
Get some, oh, yeah, the people who sponsor on AM radio, dude, let's get those guys.
Yeah, well, can we get a sponsorship on AM radio? Do you think that'd be, like...
Yeah, what are they? They probably sell you, like, fucking cars for your 1950s Cadillac or some shit. What else do they sell? Fucking buy x-ray specs. Like, I don't know what the fuck. It's so old sounding, man.
What,
like,
what do you mean? Like, it'd be something you find in, like, fucking a Mads magazine in fucking the 90s. That's what you'd find.
Yeah.
AM radio advert.
Who the fuck is going out of their way, man, to advert? Who's like, I wonder what they're gonna sell me on AM radio today. Like,
I mean, like, Got Milk commercials or like, I don't know.
No, older than that, dude. Way older. I mean,
they're still, like, complaining about the fucking Cold War on fucking AM radio.
Like, Russia's encroaching on borders, like, fucking Cuba's at war, like, that kind of shit.
Like, I think we need to get this podcast a rating.
Oh, fuck, okay. I don't know, dude, I think it's a pretty funny idea. I think it's because, like, either we can just make our own, like, really creepy, like, number station music and then pass it off as, like, oh, dude, the fucking Germans are calling or some shit like that, you know?
We could definitely do, like, a segment on just trying to create our own number station, have, like, a theme going, and then the rest of it's just, like, bullshitting about what we're hearing, like, on the radio. Maybe we could be listening to it on our own, like, audio while it's going, so we can, like, react in time. Actually,
that's what I mean. Like, you do, like, you listen to it, like, in real time. Like, say both you and I are listening to it, but, and the audience can hear it too, right, in the background? Right? So then, like, we can talk about it, or, like, we can talk over it.
Okay,
And then...
Matt.
Yeah.
I've completely been derailed by Cheetos. I'm gonna be honest. This entire time I've been reading the Cheetos Wikipedia page, like, I think this whole shortwave radio, I think it's pretty short-lived. I think Cheetos is the way to go. Like...
Oh, fuck. Okay.
There's, like, what? There's 19 seasons on it. By the time we probably make this podcast, it'll be 20 seasons. That's like, fuck, that's just so much fucking
content. Wait, what are you saying?
Content.
Are you saying Cheetos?
No, Cheetos.
Oh my god, yeah. Dude. I thought you were talking about Cheetos. What the fuck? We really? Oh, fuck. Is this a sponsored thing? Is Cheetos here to fucking take over? What the fuck?
Yeah, maybe.
Cheetos. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Maybe we should just start a Cheetos podcast instead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, fuck this idea. Let's do a Cheetos podcast.
Okay, yeah, fucking this one goes up to the top. Fucking we're next time people listen, this is gonna be Cheetos podcast. Fucking 7 days a week.
Hell yeah, dude! Every episode of Cheetos. Fucking
yeah.
Every 45-minute episode, 19 seasons worth of 100-episode seasons.
But I'm telling you, this podcast probably still it probably exists. There's probably, like, a Cheetos review podcast somewhere out there.
Like, they try and fucking evaluate whether or not that he was or was not cheating, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he's always, like, it's like a secret camera show. So, like, the fact there's probably, like, evidence that they blur out of the person, like, actually cheating, and they put it, like, slapped on cable TV.
Like, they don't show all the voice recordings, but they do in the podcast, like...
I don't know, what do you do if you're in an episode of Cheetos? Like, do you just run off and just live in the desert? Because, I mean, yeah, that shame must be pretty high.
Your life is ruined.
Yeah. Like, even, like, if you hosted Cheetos, I'm pretty sure your life is ruined. Like, you're probably...
Well, if you think about it, like, you probably wouldn't get hired, because people know you from TV. Or, like, you're never going to have a relationship because people knew you were on the episode of... They knew you were on a TV show called fucking Cheetos, like...
I don't know, maybe you're a celebrity now because you're in Cheetos.
Oh my god. Maybe if you did it correctly, but yeah, I could see that.
I can't get over how bowling the team called fucking Cheetos Detective Agency is. That's so good.
Was it Cheetos Detective Agency CDA? No, it's not. I thought it was going to make a cool acronym. Like, it should have made it something similar to CIA. Cheetos Investigative Agency. See, that would have been better. Fucking Cheetos.
It could spell out Cheetos, but then, like, fuck, they don't want to be Cheetos. They're busting Cheetos.
Acronym Cheetos. C, first word, Cheetos. It just goes on for E, second word. enough, cheaters, enough. That's it. Their mission statement.
Like, I think we need Mandy back. I think this is the last straw. I think she could she held us all together so we didn't fucking talk about cheaters.
Yeah.
She would have held us back, that.
Yeah, she would never let us talk about cheaters, man.
Or maybe she's seen it. Maybe she can give us some, like, insight. Because I'm pretty sure I've actually seen it, like, two episodes of this show.
Really?
Yes, like, somewhere in my, like, the dark recesses of my memory, like, I swear the cheaters is in there. I have a vague recollection of the episode ending in, like, a motel. I think both of them ended in a motel.
It sounds like all episodes of this show end in a motel.
I think it's coming to me. I think one of them ended in, like, a dock, I think. It was going on a boat.
They were gonna fucking kill him? What the fuck?
I need to go to, like, a fucking psychotherapist to fucking work out why I'm repressing these episodes of cheaters.
Or you could listen to our latest update on the new Cheaters podcast every Sunday. Find out, did Ramon really deserve it? Is eating someone's shit technically considered cheating? All these answers and more.
Probably. like you don't want the wet works cheap treatment. That's definitely cheating.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's it. Okay, see you tomorrow for more cheating. No, I mean, the episode's
for more cheating. Yeah, for fucking more cheating. Come here tomorrow. All potential cheaters fucking assemble. Perfect. Okay.
Oh, and that we could give them a second life, you know? Like, we could get the people who are on cheaters, and, you know, maybe they can just, like, they can hash it out on here. It's perfect.
Oh my god. Okay, we'll see who we can. We'll see who we can call. We'll make some calls. We'll see. Let's see. Let's see if we can get some fucking G-list celebrities on here.
Yeah, if you get the, like, it's the host of. I'm pretty sure, like, there's been, like, five different presenters, and I think maybe they were on the show. Like, if you're actually caught cheating on Cheaters, you have to stop hosting, and they have to replace you with someone else.
Oh my fucking god, that's fucking funny, man. Every fucking. Every host is on a fucking episode of Cheaters. Oh my god, that's the season finale. Yeah. Okay, perfect, great. I guess we'll see you next week for fucking the new Cheaters podcast. What are you gonna call this new Cheaters pod? What are you gonna call it? An intro guide to surviving 19 seasons of Cheaters?
Yeah, it could be the Cheaters podcasting agency.
Oh, that's it. Perfect.
It's perfect.
Cheaters Podcast Agency. What is it? Cheaters Podcasting Agency?
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
But, like, I think it was the perfect, I mean, like, you know, shortwave radio, I mean, it's expensive to get that equipment, and that kind of just, like, we could do late night TV appreciation, but then, like, it's all reruns of Cheaters, so that we just kind of cut out the middleman, and it's just fucking exactly. All Cheaters all the time.
Perfect. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
The idea has evolved.
Yeah. That's what we're doing. We're just sorting it out and trying to just, like, what works for the podcast? That's what we're doing here. Fucking doing fastball here.
Fastball, yeah. Yeah. Holy shit. Okay, great. I guess we'll see you next week then.
Yeah, see you next week on
okay.
Cheaters.
On Cheaters. God, I hope I'm not on the fucking show.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.